good and powerful. Psalms 96:6, another part of our presenting ourselves to God, is that we worship other believers. We have to be in worship, not worship them, but be in worship with other believers. Deuteronomy 7:6 says we are to be special unto God above all people that are on the earth. We are supposed to be special unto God above all peoples that are on the earth. Now, you know, as many people on the earth, but everybody is not the church. Everybody have not signed in to be a part of God's church. We're talking right now about the church of God. We are supposed to be, we are, not supposed to be, we are to be special unto God above all of the people that are on this earth. Now, if you're going to be special, you just can't come to him with tattered breeches on and holes in the knees and in the backs and God knows where else. You can't come to him like that. You know, if you really want to know how to be a living sacrifice to God, you need to read the book of Psalms. David can show you how, and he can tell you how to serve the true and the living God. We must give ourselves to prayer daily. This is something that, this is part of our personal works, and this is part of our spiritual works. We must give ourselves to prayer daily. Psalms 104:4, 109:4, and Acts 6:4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. You have to meditate the word. You know, these scriptures apply to us. In Acts 6:4, I didn't read 109:4. I'll go back and read that later. But I read Acts 6:4. And it says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. This is the disciples of Jesus talking. And they said, we're going to give ourselves continually, not just sometime, to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So you're praying all the time and you're ministering the word of God all the time. This is part of our assignment. This is part of our work. Psalms 1:2, it tells us, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doeth he meditate day and night. We have to meditate this word day and night. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest serve, that thou mayest not serve, but observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you, not somebody else, you shall make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. See, you're going to succeed by what you do. That's why the Word of God is a doing book. It's just not something that you hear and you see and you talk about. It's something that you actually do. The Bible said, be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. You know, just so you would know, reading and confessing the word is different. And so is reading, confessing, and doing what the word of God say. It's different. Doing means you're actually putting forth some effort to do some work. And that's what we need to be doing as a church right now. Therefore, pay close attention to the word when you read it. We must do whatever is written in the word, then we will have success. Reading, reading is okay, but we said we have to be doers of the word. And I want you to know that when you reading a recipe, it will not produce a cake. There are many ingredients that must actually be put in a bowl and blended together, put in a pan, put in the oven, and then you check it to see when it's done. Then, and only then, can you take it from the oven, you know, put some icing on it, you know. That's when you know you got a cake. And then you put the finishing touches on the products, and then it's ready to eat. See, all this is a pattern of what we need to do in our life to get God working in us, to get the Word of God working in us, saints of God. We have to do it. We have to do it. God needs us to do those things that He has required us to do. He needs us to begin doing it now. We can't wait till later. It's time to move right now. You know, well, praying, studying, reading, meditating, and confessing the Word of God, it's similar to baking a cake. You know, after you perform all of these steps, faith, you know, the main ingredient, it'll come. When faith comes, you might put into practice all that you have received through the Holy Ghost. You practice until you become perfect at moving mountains, healing the sick, you know, curing all diseases. Don't neglect to do the works that God has called us to do in His Word. These are the things that we have to do. They're just not put there to say, well, we can do all these things. Yeah, we need to see that we can do all those things, but we need to actually start putting it to practice, getting our life straightened together so that we can do what the Word is telling us to do. Mark 16, 17, and 18, the Word says, and we're reading all this out of the ESV translation of the Bible, and these signs shall accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. You know, they will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. This is not a promise. This is what it's an assuredness. We are assured by the power of God, by the authority of God, that this is what will happen. And we need to get on to it right now. Matthew 10 and 8, it says, we're to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons. You know, you receive without pay, you give without pay. See, don't be having your hand out looking for something because I done the work of God, so I got to put my hand out to get some money. No. Mm-mm. Now, you're going to get some money later on in the chapters. They tell you about the workman is worthy of his hire. But this is not one right here, not in this section. Matthew 10 and 1, and he called to him the 12 disciples, and he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out. Not pet them up and feed them medicine, but to cast them out. And to heal every disease and every affliction. Now, I have nothing against medicating, because if we don't have the power, if the church don't have the power, then who gonna take care of these people that's acting up and convulsing and cutting themselves and trying to commit suicide and hearing things all day long and they can't rest and they can't sleep? If they don't do something, then God forbid, the church is not on its mark. It's not doing what it is supposed to do. And we know that because there's too many hospitals being run over with people like that. And we know some of them. Some of us might be one of them. God forbid, but it's a possibility. How, you know, we need to know. How would we know how to do this work today to help actually wipe out sicknesses? how would we go about doing that? Except we go and take care of our personal self. Make sure that we're doing the commandments of God, submitted to God, yielding ourselves to the word of God, to everything that he said. We can do that same work today to help actually wipe out sickness, disease, deliver folks from demons of torment, murder, you know, hearing voices, people's minds being controlled and being erased by evil spirits of anger, rage, jealousy, fits. You know, we can do the things that God has given us to do. That we have these spirits that's out there, they kill because they feel someone has stepped in their territory. You know, this is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend, and they're jealous, they're having fits of rage and jealousy, and they're killing people because of some little simple thing like that. Lord Jesus, this world was and is in a fix. Everything the church was set up to take control over, you know, it's in full bloom right now. All these sicknesses, all these diseases, all these traits that these people are showing up and characteristics that they're showing up with, hating, killing, murder, all that stuff is happening in our world right now. You know, it's time. It's time for us, the church, to be prepared to take on all of these things that's in the world right now. Church folks, this is your job. The world, the scientists, the epidemiologists, the doctors, they're fighting. You can see it on TV, the little children at St. Jude Hospital with all those cancers. I don't know not one saint that went in there and tried to cast out the demons of cancer. We don't have to really go there. We can do it through prayer. So let's arm ourselves with prayers so that we can fight the cancer spirit. We can fight the Alzheimer's and all those spirits. We don't have to go to these people. We can just speak the word only. Just like the man told Jesus, you know, I'm in authority. I recognize authority. You don't have to come under my roof. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Just speak the word only. In fact, you know, they have all kind of things the church do. I'm back on the church now. They're not prepared. You know, they have read all kind of assignments. They have taken all kind of notes. They have notebooks full of the word and assignments. You know, they have on their computer, they have documents, sections on their phone and on their computer that's loaded with notes, outlined with numbers and ABC order, scripture text, everything arranged and outlined beautifully. But they haven't prayed over these notes. They haven't confessed them. They haven't meditated, studied, and they haven't invited God in their prayer life and their study so that he could come in and with his power, he can open their minds, open the eyes of their understanding so they'll understand what it is they're reading and what they need to do.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus. That's what.